This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف. Allah عز وجل, he says, if either one of them or both of them were to read old age at your place, then do not say أف to them. يعني why? Because when parents grow at an old age, their demands and requests become more and more. So as a result, the possibility of uff coming out of you is going to increase more and more. For Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, do not say to them uff at that moment. My brothers in Islam, the word uff is a word your parents could have said towards you a million times when you were growing up, when they were feeding you, when they were changing your clothes, when they were changing your nappies, when you were in your mother's womb, when they spent time and effort and money upon you. Every moment they could have said uff, uff against you, but they decided not to say it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches you, don't you dare say it towards them when not once they said it towards you. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Ulama rahimahum Allah, they said if there was a word less than uff, Allah would have forbid us from saying it. But there's nothing less than uff. Subhanallah. Then imagine the one that swears at his parents. Imagine the one that swears at his parents. Imagine the one that hits his parents. Imagine the one that raises his voice at his parents. Allah is telling you, don't say off. And you're acting in this manner. What kind of punishment awaits such a person? فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And do not disappoint them. Do not upset them. Do not annoy them. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Do not be a river of insult in their faces. You know, tanharhuma comes from the word nahr. Unahr is a flowing river. There are some people that would stand before their parents and keep on talking back until their parents before them would just decide to walk away. Allah Azza wa Jal says, do not be a river of insult before them. You know, a river, when it flows strong after a flood, what happens? It doesn't leave anything in its path except it destroys it. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, don't be that person before your parents. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Why? Why can't I say uff to my parents? And why can't I upset them? Why? Why? Because this is considered عُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. It's considered rebellion against the parents. And for such is a bad and a major sin. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ صَرْفًا وَلَا عَدْرًا. Three types of people, Allah Azza wa Jal will not accept a single deed from them. Nothing of the obligatory acts, nothing of the voluntary acts. And he mentioned the first one, العاق, the one who is disrespectful towards his parents. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Three types of people. Allah will not look at them on the day of judgment, meaning they do not earn Allah's mercy on the day of judgment. And he mentioned number one, الْعَاقُ لِوَالِدَيْهِ, the one who is disrespectful and rebellious towards his parents. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the same hadith, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ, they do not enter the paradise. Three types of people. And he said, الْعَاقُ لِوَالِدَيْهِ, once again. And this repetition implies severity and danger towards this major sin.